Good morning, everyone. Last week on Monday, I celebrated my first anniversary as a priest. So I am no longer to be called baby priest. So I overcome that already. So I passed the test for first year. So, and then people ask me, hey, Father, so first year you have 3 points in your homily. How about the second year? The second year will be 6 points. I'm kidding. Today we celebrate the Pentecost. So I want to frame the whole picture about the Easter and the Pentecost. So we know that Easter, that the Lord resurrected from the dead, okay? And then he went up to the Father after 40 days. So the 40 days we call the ascension of the Lord. He goes back to the Father. And then 10 days later, we have the Pentecost. So Easter, like the resurrection, ascension, 40 days, and 10 days later, we have the Pentecost. So in that, like in those 10 days, the apostles and then Our Lady gathered together in the upper room, and then the Holy Spirit descended on them so that we have today the Pentecost. With that, I would like to reflect with you all 3 points only. First, same spirit. Second, same body. The third one, same fruit. The first one, same spirit. We know that very first moment of creation in the Genesis verse 1:1, right in the beginning, the Lord, we heard in the God, like in the Genesis, that the Holy Spirit, the Ruah, the Hebrew words, the Ruah, R-U-A-H, the Ruah of God, was flying over the water. Very first moment of creation, we have the Holy Spirit. He was there to create, of course, with the Father, with the Son, the Holy Trinity was there. But the Holy Spirit present right in the beginning of creation. That Spirit, okay? And then the Pentecost, the same Spirit, the same Holy Spirit was created the whole world. Now, he descended into the apostles, into Our Lady, the Blessed Virgin Mary. They all receive the same Spirit who's created the whole world. So same Spirit from the beginning and the Pentecost, they received the same Spirit at that moment. We all over here, I believe, we all have the baptism. Like right now, I think so. Everyone got the baptism, right? So we receive the same Spirit like Our Lady, like the apostles, and that Spirit creates everything right in the beginning. We receive everything the same. Like maybe I invite you all, like maybe you when you walk out of the church today, you see like the whole mountain, like we have like the perfect, I would say like the best parking lot in the whole Archdiocese. So you see like all the mountains around here, the same Spirit create those mountains, like the same Spirit's in you. You see that? You see that? That's my point over here. Like, everything is the same. Same Spirit created everything, and now he's in you. Because you receive the baptism, you receive him, you become a temple of the Holy Spirit. That Spirit created everything, and now he's in you. Same Spirit. The next point, because we receive the same Spirit. Your Spirit is same with my Spirit. The Holy Spirit is the same, so that we have the same body. So we call the church is a mystical body of Christ, which means like, because the same God, same Spirit, same God the Father, everything is the same, so that we all united in God. So the unity of the church. You go to Asia, you go to Africa, you go to Europe, you have the same mass. The universal church, everyone you go, of course the languages is different, of course you know that, but everything should be the same. Languages different, but the same seem Catholic. You go to confessions, same priest, same God. Everything is the same for you. We are united, the same body, the body of Christ. He is the head. We are his body. Jesus Christ himself is the head. So that we all should be united. Of course, we are different. Of course, we are unique. Of course, the diversity of the church. But the beauty of the same body, it always struck me really hard. The last point from my homily today is the same fruit. We hear in the second reading today. I'm going to read again. And I have a homework for you today. So today, the Pentecost, we are asking the Holy Spirit descend upon us today. And I ask you, maybe you pick one fruit of the Holy Spirit for your family. Pick one together, okay? Instead of like everyone has a different gift, I invite you all, the households, pick one gift, pick one fruit of the Holy Spirit for your family. Maybe after Mass, you go into your car. The first thing, you start in your car, and the second one will be, hey, what should we pick today as a family? As a family, because I want the unity in the family, same fruit. We talk together in the same car. Of course, if you are single, if your spouse is passes already, so that's okay. Like me, I'm alone by myself. That's okay. But yeah, so pick one fruit of the Holy Spirit when you go into your car today. As a family, one household, pick one fruit. Here are the fruits of the Holy Spirit. I'm going to read again slowly in order to pick one. So remember the gift and pray for that gift today, for that fruit today. The fruit of the Holy Spirit is love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, generosity, faithfulness, gentleness, self-control. Those gifts invite you all to pick one. Of course, you can pick everything. Of course, you can do that. But I always tell people picking everything means picking nothing. Like, focus on one and ask the Holy Spirit, God, Holy Spirit, please grant my family this fruit of yours. Because we believe that whenever we ask, you will receive it. And then the thing is, the thing you are doing right now, the Lord will remember that. And maybe you all go to heaven one day, and the Lord will remind you, the Holy Spirit you see in heaven, and he will remind you, hey, Pentecost on 2024, I remember your family picked that one. I remember. I grant it for you. And so that I just like want to remind you in heaven, because you are with me now. But thank you for doing that. Thank you for remember me. Thank you for remember my fruit, because everyone is forgetting me. But thank you for your whole family. Thank you for that. I believe in heaven, the Holy Spirit will remind you about that. And maybe do that today. Maybe pick one fruit of the Holy Spirit and reflect on that in your family and do that in your family so that we can grow in those fruit, we can grow in holiness, and so that one day we all can be in heaven. So that is my 3 points. First, same spirit. Second, same body. The last one, same fruit.